Good morning and welcome to the Brighton Full Podcast for Monday the 14th of March 2011. Boy, has it been an extraordinary weekend. Like me, I imagine that you've been watching the news about the earthquake and the tsunami which hit Japan on Friday the 11th of March. And if you didn't already know, I must tell you that my wife is Japanese and I have family in and around Tokyo, and I also have family in and around the number 6 city in the south of Japan called Fukuoka. So my weekend was not quite as normal as it might have been, and I'm recording this podcast at 8 o'clock on a Sunday evening instead of at 5 o'clock on a Sunday morning. And the podcast is going to be a little bit different to normal, but I do have a business message, and it's important that you listen to everything I need to say because it will show you how personal issues and business issues can both be resolved with a little formula. So to start with, very quickly, my brother-in-law works in Tokyo and on Friday night was stuck in the centre of Tokyo and ended up sleeping in his office. My niece, who's in her early 20s, also works in Tokyo and had to sleep at her workplace because nobody could get home. My sister-in-law felt the full force of the earthquake and ended up picking up broken pieces of household effects from the floor. But the problem was my nephew. He's a university student and he was off on a university trip with some of his undergrad friends and they were staying at a seaside town. Within a few hours of the earthquake, my brother-in-law had phoned home to explain that he would be staying at work. My niece had also phoned home to say that she would be sleeping on the floor. And nobody heard from my nephew. 24 hours later, nobody had heard from my nephew. Eventually, the university did make contact with the group of undergrads, and phone calls went round, and whilst we couldn't speak to my nephew directly, we did get the message that the group was safe and well. And another 24 hours passed, and a bit more on top of that, and still no phone call. And then, Sunday afternoon Japan time, very early Sunday morning UK time, he came in through the front door of the house. His mobile phone didn't work. When all the antennas had gone down, then his battery had died, and by the time he was on a train coming home, the last thing he was going to do was get off the train to find a public phone box and call home. So until he came through the door, nobody knew what had happened to him, and when he did come through the door, he was covered in mud and dirt from head to foot, and he had his overnight bag with him, covered in the same dirt. And I learned the story at about 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, and for a couple of hours, I really couldn't do anything except think about what he had gone through. And currently, we can all see exactly what is happening at the Fukushima plant and the nuclear reactor, and what they're going through. And the question that I want to put to you today is, how do you deal with these major upsets, whether personal or business? And in my system, I have an answer that works for me. And it's a book which was published by Paul McGee called Sumo. And S-U-M-O stands for Shut Up, Move On. Now, before you think that I'm taking a very harsh approach to this, the good thing about Sumo is there's a chapter which says, Hippo time is okay. And that means that it's okay to take time out from what you normally do to wallow in your grief a little if you need to. And to take whatever time you need to come to terms with the issue that you're facing. But ultimately, in order to address the issue, you do need to go through the 7 major steps in Sumo. And those 7 steps are set out on my blog. Don't read my blog. You probably know by now. That means don'treadmyblog.com. Go and have a look at the report I did on the 10th of January 2011 called Getting Things Done, a 7-step recipe. There is nothing which we cannot overcome. My nephew will come to terms with his experience and will have stories to tell his grandchildren. The nuclear reactors in Japan will get sorted out. Whether that's slightly better or slightly worse than Chernobyl, we don't know at the moment. And in spite of all the loss of life and the destruction to property, the country will recover. It sort of puts our problems into perspective, doesn't it? Have you ever had to face anything as bad as that? So earlier today, when I was deep in thought about Japan, and I was thinking I might take a break this week and not do a podcast, sumo kicked in my brain, and I went through those 7 steps, and I decided to shut up and move on and share this experience with you. The next time you have a big dilemma in your personal life or in your business life, what are you going to do? And can I recommend that you go out now and buy Paul McGee's book, Sumo? Hope to see you again next week. Bye for now.